USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Storm cleanup continues today in the eastern part of the U.S. after strong thunderstorms tracked across the region Monday. In Maryland, where high winds downed trees and power lines, Governor Wes Moore says what he saw last night was his state at its best.
A Maryland who works together, a Maryland who comes together as one team and with one mission. And because of those people, last night lives were saved.
Thousands in the eastern U.S. remain without power today. Former President Trump's lawyers are trying to stop a protective order from being issued in his election interference case. The Department of Justice filed for the order asking a judge to place some limits on Trump's speech about the case after the former president posted, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Trump's lawyers claim such a move would violate the First Amendment, adding that politicians are already using his case to raise money. Former Vice President Mike Pence will be on stage for the first Republican presidential primary debate. His campaign announced this week it crossed the threshold of 40,000 unique donors required to qualify for the August 23rd event in Milwaukee. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, Senator Tim Scott, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie have already clinched spots on the debate stage. Credit card balances in the U.S. have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever. The New York Federal Reserve reports total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Bankrate senior analyst Ted Rossman says this is a major reversal of a pandemic-era trend.
Early in the pandemic, there was this big groundswell of people paying down credit card debt. Well, since then, balances are up 34%. And I think this really just speaks to these trends of high inflation, high interest rates, more people carrying more debt for longer periods of time.
Fed researchers said inflation and higher levels of consumption contributed to the rise in the balances. This is USA News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too, and find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is making changes to his presidential campaign team. DeSantis is bringing in his longtime chief of staff, James Uthmeyer, to serve as his new presidential campaign manager, replacing Jenera Peck, who will stay on as a senior advisor. Hundreds of people are paying tribute to the late Sinead O'Connor in her home country of Ireland. Crowds lined the streets for the singer's funeral procession this morning, throwing flowers and singing along to her music as it drove by her old house. O'Connor died at the age of 56 last month. Major League Baseball wants to see actual baseball, not boxing.
Major League Baseball handing out several suspensions after a brawl between the Chicago White Sox and Cleveland Guardians. That fight started between White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson and Guardians third baseman Jose Ramirez after a play at second base during Saturday's game. Anderson fell to the ground after appearing to get hit by a punch thrown by Ramirez. MLB suspending Anderson for 6 games and Ramirez for 3. White Sox manager Pedro Grifol and the Guardians manager Terry Francona each got 1-game bans, along with 2 other Guardians players, a White Sox player, and the Guardians' third base coach. I'm Corey Myers.
An Etsy shop owner is cashing in on the friendship bracelet trend at Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. Jamie Tompkins says she sold over 5,000 of the handmade friendship bracelets on her Etsy shop over the summer, making about $16,000. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak. She says her gums are irritated. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.